It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Hey, good morning, Hannah.
How are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Lovely.
So we're going to be looking at Sunset Song.
Yeah. Sunset Song, yeah, which, cool. as you know, we're just having a quick chat off here about the director Terence Davies and how long he takes to make films.
Yeah, he takes a long time, and he also writes the films as well, which I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah, he often does. Sunset Song is actually an adaptation of a different writer's work. In this particular case, though, it's a remake of the Lewis Grassic Gibbon Sunset Song. So he's kind of adapted in this particular version as someone else's work. But I think he took about 5 or 6 years to make it.
Gosh.
And, of course, he's the director of Distant Voices and The Long Day Closes, which lots of people will be familiar with, and Still Lives from the late 80s.
Mm.
He's quite old. He's in his 70s. And Sunset Song is quite disturbing, isn't it?
It's really disturbing. I think it's a very true reflection on the shit that people had to go through in those times, and especially in Scotland as well, which is quite a dire place. I mean, it's beautiful, but it's also, like, with that beauty comes lots of hard work.
I think you've just actually put the whole film together in an elevator pitch. It's set in Aberdeenshire, and it's about a farm girl called Chris Guthrie, who's played by Agnes Dean, who people will know from her fantastic modelling career. Face of Dior and Dr. Martens and a range of other brands. She's pretty groovy. And, of course, she was really kind of new romantic, but she's changed her whole look for this film.
She did a fantastic job as well with the accent. I think that's the thing that stood out for me, was how raw and real her Scottish accent was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, she's English, so she had to learn and master that accent, which is quite a challenging one to do, I'd imagine. Did you know that parts of it were shot in New Zealand?
I think I had a feeling that they were, and it wouldn't surprise me, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's very pastoral. The film itself is beautiful to look at, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the thing that I got from the film was that I know that some people would go in and they just wouldn't enjoy it because the narrative is quite intense, and it is a really, like, long movie as well. Like, you do sit there for a long time. But if you're going to, I think if you like cinematography, it's a great film just to kind of go in and really soak up the scene and kind of the landscape, and, like, they really capture that really well. Yeah,
extremely well. And I think that's kind of, it's almost like a painting throughout the whole film.
Yeah.
Or a series of pastoral scenes.
Yeah.
Despite the grit that's going on in the actual plot lines.
Yeah.
It's quite good to see. So the just to give a kind of plot overview, Chris Guthrie's mother has had lots of children, and she's pregnant again, and she's got twins, and so she kills herself and the twins. And some of the children go to live with their aunt in Aberdeen, and Chris, the girl, gets left with her older brother Will and their father. And their father's pretty brutal, isn't he?
He's quite abusive.
He's abusive. He's really cruel to Will, and he kind of, he's inappropriate with Chris as well. It's written from a very male point of view, isn't it?
That male dominance,
Yeah, and the hardness of the land and, you know, the kind of expectations of the female role as a child bearer, you know. And, of course, she's had a little bit of education, but, you know, her only real option is to be a teacher. What a surprise.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, of course, her aim is to marry some guy, and she does. And then the World War One arrives, and he gets trotted off to war.
And then the war changes him completely.
The war changes him. It's quite bleak, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he ends up turning into almost like a reflection of her father.
Yeah.
So, like, the man that she never wanted to be around became the man that she married, which is really sad. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's a tragedy.
It's a tragedy. Yeah, but there's some powerful stuff in the film as well, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I had to think about the film a lot when I finished watching it, because I just was so on edge, but also so conflicted as to actually whether I enjoyed it or not, because it puts you through so much turmoil. Yeah.
Yes, and for such a long duration.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the film itself is quite traumatic as a viewer, to the viewer. I mean, of course, this film is quite amazing because it does rework one of, you know, a novel from one of Scotland's most acclaimed writers, and it has it was made into a TV series, I think, many years ago. So, but it's finally been sorted out, as it were, into a film with, some great acting, beautiful cinematography, and the grit and the storyline and the harshness remains.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning about that film. Hopefully it was okay that I said quite a bit.
I really enjoyed you having your two cents, especially, considering that you sat through it at the cinema. The pleasure of being able to, make a cup of tea halfway through, that type of thing.
Yeah. No, it was great. I think everybody kind of left the theatre feeling very down, but in a good way. That was a bad movie, but more just like, whoa, I have a lot to think about now.
Yes, affecting.
Definitely. Well, it was great talking with you this morning,
yeah,
Maria,
too,
and looking forward to talking to you. Is it next week we're going to be speaking?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Brilliant. Cool, looking forward to it, and have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you, Hannah. Have a good morning.
See you. Bye. And
that was the Madman DVD review.